Hello, K-popping. I'm Hannah Kim, and I'm here for Star Close Up with DJ Isaac. We're here with Tetis Hot today. Woo!
Hello, 안녕하세요, 소녀 씨입니다. Hi, we are Girls Generation.
Hi, Tiffany here.
Hi, it's Soyeon.
Hi, I'm Taeyeon.
Wow, yay. These girls are so pretty. I'm looking at our top stars in Korea. We're looking at the top stars in Korea. Can you just start off by introducing yourselves a little bit?
네, 저희 소녀시대 첫 번째 유닛이고요. 많은 분들이 테티서라고 불러주시는데 딱히 이름은 없어요. 솔직히 네, 소녀시대 그냥 첫 번째 유닛 태연, 티파니, 서연이고요. 네, 많이 사랑해 주셔서 아주 행복하게 활동 잘 마무리한 것 같습니다. 네, 고맙습니다.
Okay, guys, this is Hannah, and I'm going to just translate what Taeyeon just said in first person. Hi, we are Girls Generation's first unit group, and although we don't have an official name, a lot of people started calling us Tetisa for obviously Taeyeon, Tiffany, and Soyeon. Thank you for your love so far. Now, not just Tetisa, but Girls Generation in general, you guys have been global. You guys just had a recent LA concert, you've been in New York, you've been all over the world, and everyone goes crazy over you guys. Now, is there any memories you had overseas in particular? Anything that you remember happening?
Hi, my name is Taeyeon. 제가 가장 기억에 남는 건요. 저희가 미국에 갔을 때 데이비드 레터맨 쇼에 저희가 출연을 했었어요. 그래서 그 미국 간판 프로그램에 저희가 한국에 이렇게 아티스트로서 출연을 한다는 것 자체가 굉장히 영광이었고요. 또 더 놀랐던 게 그 미국 현지에 갔을 때 저희 팬분들이 너무나 많이 이렇게 응원을 해주셔서 굉장히 힘을, 에너지를 더 받고 이렇게 공연을 했던 것 같습니다.
So as you heard, that was Soyeon, and I'm just going to translate what she says. But she says, my most memorable happening overseas was in New York when we featured on the David Letterman show. It was an honor representing Korea's music industry on such a huge American show. And when we went to New York, we were so surprised to see so many of our fans. That really encouraged us a lot, and that gave us a lot of energy to work even harder. Do you have anything to add on to that?
매번 네 매번 자랑스러웠던 것 같아요. 왜냐면 SM Town.
Whenever we go overseas for concerts or for other promotions, I'm just really proud to be Korean, and I'm really thankful to all those who come out and support us, because especially because our fans cheer us on in Korean.
So Arirang Radio goes out in 188 different countries.
Wow.
Right, yeah. So I was just wondering, is there any country in particular you guys want to visit that you haven't been to yet, maybe?
I personally would like us to all go backpacking in Europe. Just for a show, but you know, for a personal trip and vacation, because we've always been traveling, but we've been traveling for business, so maybe for a vacation.
Just for fun.
Yes.
Just to relax. How about you? Anywhere?
뭐 공연하고 싶은? 아니면 그냥 가보고 싶은? 이집트요.
똑같아요. 같이 가요. 따라갈 거예요.
좋습니다.
같이 가야 돼요.
I guess we're all heading to Egypt.
Yeah. Wow. Tetisa in Egypt.
Twinkle in Egypt.
In the highest building in the world. All right. So that. Thank you so much for that. Now we're going to move on to our next question. So you guys must be so happy. You guys have a unit from Girls' Generation, but there must be also much more pressure and a lot more concerns to worry about as well. Do you guys have anything on your minds right now, currently?
I'm Taeyeon. 네, 매번 컴백하거나 앨범 낼 때마다 여러분들이 정말 뜨겁게 반응해 주셔서 너무너무 행복하고 좋은데 이제 앞으로는 또 다음에는 어떻게 나와야 되나? 다음엔 어떤 컨셉으로 어떤 음악을 또 들려드려야 여러분들을 만족시켜드릴 수 있을까? 그런 게 항상 시작하면서 다 함께 바로 고민이 되는 것 같아요.
Now that was Taeyeon again. And she said, I've been so grateful because our fans have been so loving and so supportive every time we make a comeback. But I'm always worried about the future. What will we do next time? What will we do? What can we do better? What concept should we take on next time? Concerns like that.
My current concern and dilemma and matter on my mind is, when will Taeyeon, Tiffany, and Soyeon be coming back with the next album? I'm looking forward to that, and I'm pretty sure my company is starting to
think about it
as well. They're going to be thinking, do we release them three or add another member? Yeah, I think that's going to be an exciting matter and news when it comes up.
Well, I think this trio works really well. Thank you very much. You guys are beautiful. All right, so we got a brief introduction of Tetiso, and now we're going to take a quick music break, and this is Twinkle, everyone.
Music start!
Hello, K-popping! I'm Hannah Kim, and I'm here for Star Close-Up with DJ Isaac. We're here with Tetiso today. Quick music break, and this is Twinkle, everyone.
Music start!
We're back, and our message board is going crazy that Tetiso is on the show.
Yay!
And that Twinkle was being played.
Twinkle!
Even though the interview was quite hot that day.
Yes, it was hot.
It was hot.
It was like steaming hot.
And we couldn't do it in a very cool area, so we were fanning the members down as they were doing the interview for us. So again, thank you to the girls of Tetiso for being a part of our interview. And
Can I just say something?
What?
They are really pretty. They are just the way you see them on TV. They are even more pretty in person. Prettier in person. Seriously.
While you were interviewing the girls, I started grabbing Tiffany's arm. Gain some weight. And she was just like, no, it's just the arms. I'm just like, no, gain some weight.
No, it was like everywhere.
I was like,
everywhere.
I was just like, you need to gain some more weight. She's like, no, it's just the arms and legs. And I'm just like, no, you need to gain some weight. She's like, only I'm eating. And I'm just like, I know you're eating, but gain some more weight. Take some of mine.
Well, you know, you've been in SM for a while now, and you've probably seen them since they were trainees. And I know all our listeners are kind of curious about your relationship with them. So what do you think about them as a senior? Not in just the music industry, but at SM.
Okay. Honestly, I didn't really practice with Soyeon as much. Soyeon came in quite later to the group.
She's the youngest one, right?
Yes. Yeah. And she joined the group later. Mm-hmm. So when I was not really hanging out at the office, she was about. But I first met Tiffany when I was in LA. It was for Hollywood Bowl. And it was for, you know, the Korean music concert in LA every year.
Okay.
I was there. And this cute little diamond bar girl with pigtails comes up to me. She's got her California tan skin. And she's like, hi, I'm Stephanie. I'm going to be joining SM soon. So I'll see you in Korea. And I'm just like, excuse me?
I was like,
very bold.
Hi. And we took pictures together, and I'm just like, well, yeah, I mean, welcome to the family. I can't wait to see you back in Korea. Uh-huh. And then I saw her back in Korea, and then we ended up bunking together. So we ended up staying in the same house together. Okay. And then Taeyeon moved in. Taeyeon has a nickname. I'm not sure if they've put this nickname on air before. It's not a bad nickname. It's just, you know how her name is Taeyeon?
Uh-huh.
Taeyeon, right?
Taeyeon.
Since Taeyeon is kind of pronounced, it's kind of, you don't really end up saying Taeyeon, you know what I mean? So her nickname was Tete at home. And so now my mom even knows her as Tete. So whenever my mom sees Girls Generation on air, she's like, oh, there's Tete. And I'm just like, Mom, could you not say her nickname to other people? And now I just said it to the entire world. But yeah, Taeyeon's nickname is Tete.
So Tiffany, so Stephanie at the mm-hmm. time, was the first of the trainees of the Girls Generation.
No. Who was Jessica and Hyun have been around for the longest.
Okay.
Yeah, because I even practiced with them.
And did you then, with them at all?
No. Hyun used to stay at our place. I was living at the girls' dorm, and then Taeyeon lived far out of Seoul, so okay. she would sleep over every once in a while if we had to, you know. Then Jessica has always been going back and forth from home since her parents have been here in Korea. Okay. But you do know the behind story that her sister, Crystal, was casted in SM before Jessica was.
What?
Yeah. It was for Shinhwa's Wedding March music video. If you watch the music video, Jeonjin and another girl play the adult couple, and then Jinyoung of Blackbeat and Yumi of Milk at the time play the kind of teen couple.
Teen couple. And the
baby couple were a little Crystal? Baby and Crystal.
Oh.
And while they were shooting the music video, Jessica was there, and then she got casted. So the mother said that, okay, since Jessica's older, you go first. So Crystal could have been a part of Girls' Generation if her mom would have said, instead of study, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
I think this is too much information.
No, this is so fun. This is what you listeners want to listen to, right?
I don't know if I'm obligated to say all this stuff, but oh well.
Oh well. But, you know, they want to hear more of the interview, right?
Yeah,
so should we dive in?
Okay, another voice clip.
All right, so now we're back, and we have some questions for from our listeners, you know. We have one, Ororo. Okay, so this is to Sayeon. Right now, you're going to Dongguk University. Is it Dongguk University? Yeah. And you're majoring in performing arts. Is there any senior or any colleague that we might know, that celebrities that actually go to school with you, that take classes with you?
Probably Yuna 언니.
I remember.
네. 그리고 김수로 선배님.
아,
네. 되게 훌륭한 연기를 보여주고 계신 김수로 선배님. 또 채시라 선배님도 계시고요.
와우.
네, 굉장히 많습니다.
So the closest colleague to Sayeon would probably be Yuna, right? She's a member of Girls' Generation as well. And there were also some alumni, Kim Suro and Cheshira. They're all alumni of Dongguk University.
또 학교에서 공연을 하셨을 때 보러 간 적이 있어요. 김수로 선배님 연기를 직접 봤었는데 너무 너무 잘하셔서.
So amazing, right?
Yeah.
Sayeon also added, I once went to a school play and I watched Kim Suro perform in person, and he was so amazing. He's really a great actor.
Okay, we not only get questions from our listeners online, but we also get them through text message, via text message. Yay. And listener with number 7742. You've guys been very busy lately. You know, you have a lot of schedules to go around doing. How do you handle it all? Do you have a secret or a secret technique to relax?
공통적으로 저희 셋이 다 하는 게 이어폰을 이제 꽂고 음악을 듣는 것 같아요. 그래서 그러면서 이동할 때라든가 좀 마음을 좀 편하게 가다듬거나 네 그런 것 같아요.
Again, we had Sayeon speak this time around, and she says, all three of us like listening to music on our downtime. We like putting in our headphones and just relaxing, especially when we commute from place to place.
I think during this album promotion, our way to relieve stress was watching movies.
Oh, okay.
So after work, like, even though we'd be tired, we'd like
force ourselves to go out and watch movies because it gets our mind off everything and the stress. So watching movies was a real good way to relieve and get our mind off of everything this promotion.
What was like the most recent movie you watched?
We watched everything.
I recently watched
We watched The Avengers.
Okay, okay.
And Men in Black 3 and Snow White and the Huntsman as well. So we watched all the new movies.
Okay, okay. My recent movie that I watched was 내 안에 모든 것.
It was so very good.
Yes. Next time you guys want a stress relief, go watch that.
Okay.
And I personally love driving too, and with the windows down. The wind. Okay, so now we're going to move on to Taeyeon. We have ID DUSWLS00. Taeyeon, you are the queen of ballads. You really are. You've sang many solo songs that are ballads and stuff. Is there one song you sing when you're at karaoke?
근데 저는 노래방에 가면 제가 부르는 것보다 멤버들 노는 모습을 지켜보는 게 더 재밌어서 네, 제가 부른다기보다 그냥 탬버린 들고 분위기를 같이 즐기는 것 같아요. 네. 그냥 신나는 노래 부르지 않을까요? 네.
No ballads? No ballads?
네. 너무 덥습니다, 요즘. 발라드 더워요.
Okay, okay. Okay, so that was a question for Taeyeon, and she says, whenever I go to karaoke, I don't like singing that much. I enjoy watching our members having a good time, and I'm usually the one with a tambourine. And I kind of like upbeat songs. I don't like singing ballads, especially this time of year, because it's too hot for that. She joked around that it was too hot, and it's not the season for that. All right, so Tiffany, we have a question for you. Listener 5499 asked, Tiffany, you have such a cute eye smile. Everyone falls for you, you know? Is this genetic?
It is genetic.
It is?
My dad smiles this way. So my sister and my brother all have the same eyes when we smile.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. And but have you had any misunderstandings? Because of your cute smile.
I tend to smile at everyone. So a lot of times, like in the beginning when we first debuted, a lot of people were like, oh, I wonder if she likes me. Yeah, I think a lot of people thought I had a crush on them. But I just smile this way.
And you're just being
and
nice,
half the time,
right?
I'm sleepy, so my eyes are like half closed. So lots of misunderstandings to
really
smile. In the beginning, but now I'm like a lot more calm and I don't smile at everyone. I don't feel the pressure to smile at everyone, so yes, there's no misunderstandings now.
No, but you look very pretty when you smile.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so now we're going to take one more song break, and this is Tetiso's 안녕, which means hello in English. Everyone,
music starts.
Okay.
Hello.
So, back and we've got bazillion messages. I can't even read all of them. But Ryan says, OMG, thank you for talking about Girls' Generation's pre-debut. We want to know more.
Well, yeah, everyone's been saying that. They want to know more.
I'll grab a day for behind the story of Swedish Day. I don't know.
Girls' Generation.
But yeah, but we've got some more clips to listen to. So we're back and we've got our last clip, it looks like, for Tetiso. So check it out.
I have a personal question on this one, but our listeners are also very curious. Which artists around the world, it could be all around the world, it could be domestic, anyone that you would like to collaborate with or feature in, maybe?
Justin Timberlake.
Okay, so Taeyeon says Justin Timberlake. Is there a reason?
그 공연 실황을 봤을 때 네, 너무 반해가지고 네, 너무 멋있어서.
His singing or his...
모든 면에서요. 뭐 스타일도 그렇고 그냥 근데 막 꾸미지 않아도 자연스럽게 나오는 그런 제스처나 그 사람 자체 느낌이 너무 멋있어요. 본받고 싶네요.
I would have to personally agree with Taeyeon on this one, but she wants to collaborate with Justin Timberlake, and she says that Justin Timberlake is just so awesome, and when I watch him perform, I was just amazed, you know, his style too. He doesn't even have to try. His natural aura just makes him hot, you know? Timberlake himself is just very hot. How about you, Sayan?
저는 비욘세예요.
Oh, that's everyone. I love her.
연습생 때부터 굉장히 존경했던 그런 가수이고요. 공연을 봐도 그렇고 너무나 이제 저희가 본받을 점이 너무 많아서 한 번쯤 이렇게 같이 해보면 너무 영광스러울 것 같고 굉장히 많은 걸 또 배울 수 있을 것 같습니다.
So that was Taeyeon, and Taeyeon chose Beyonce as the artist she wants to work with. And I cannot agree with you more. Beyonce is like number one globally. And Taeyeon says, I respected her ever since I was a trainee. There's just so much we can learn from her. And I do want to collaborate with her once sometime in the future. It would be an honor working with Beyonce.
How about you, Tiffany?
Recently, I've had a lot of people on my mind, and I've been really into dance and electronics.
So oh, okay.
Far East Movement, Timbaland, and Ryan Tedder is one of my favorite writers. Oh. So they are producers I would love to and dream of working with.
Okay, so you guys all heard that? Producers out there, contact Girls' Generation, Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, Far East Movement. All right, now we already have to say goodbye.
Oh, no. Oh,
no.
Here.
Oh no, but this was so much fun. This was so much fun. You guys are so chill, like every you know, you're so much fun.
Laid back.
Yeah, no, you really are. This is one of my favorite interviews I've been on so far.
Thank you.
And you guys are so beautiful. So we hope to see you guys in the future at Arirang as well. But we ask this question in all our interviews. So before we send you off, we want to just ask you, do you have any hidden tracks? Hidden tracks can mean anything that you guys have. You composed any songs that carry a meaning to you guys, and this is Taeyeon's gonna answer us.
Yes. 네, 우선 저희 세 명이 이렇게 유닛 활동을 시작한다는 얘기 들었을 때 딱 생각났던 이제 팀이 SES 선배님들 딱 생각이 나더라고요. 네. 아무래도 숫자도 그렇고 딱 세 네. 멤버니까. 그래서 저희한테는 굉장히 롤 모델스러운 그런. 네. 분들이 아닌가 싶어요. 그래서 okay. 네, SES.
그래서 추천하는 곡이 SES의 꿈을 모아서라는 곡입니다.
Ah, so the unit Tetisa's hidden track is 꿈을 모아서 by SES, which was a senior label mate in the past of SM. And Taeyeon says, when we first heard we were going to be a unit, this Tetisa unit, the first thing we thought of was our seniors SES. Not only the number three, the three-member group, but because they are seniors we could really look up to. They are our role models, and that is why our hidden track is 꿈을 모아서.
Oh, before we leave, though, do you guys have anything else you guys want to say?
It's hard to say goodbye.
Oh, that was Taeyeon. That was the youngest member. But it's hard to say goodbye for me, too. Tiffany, is there anything you want to say before you
Girls' Generation, Taeyeon, Tiffany, Taeyeon is finally wrapping up the promotion to Twinkle. We don't know when we'll be back, but we'll be back with all nine of the girls this summer with our Japanese album and our Korean album near the end of the year. So keep an eye out on for us and... Thank you for having us. 이상은이, I love you.
Yeah. All right.